Background. It's estimated that currently 180,000 Kiwis are blind, deafblind, or have low vision, and the numbers are forecast to grow to 225,000 by 2028. Footnote 2. Footnote 2 reads, Moore, David, Rippon, Rebecca, and Niemi Malin. Vision Rehabilitation in New Zealand, 27 February 2019. SAPARE Research Group. Available on request from jzidov@blindlowvision.org.nz. Page 14, section 4.4. End of footnote 2. Biased attitudes underestimate the potential of people who are blind, deafblind, or have low vision. In addition, people with vision loss experience everyday barriers, including inaccessible information, communication, and technology, built environment, education, training, and employment, banking and other legal and financial transactions, housing, transportation, public and private, health systems, social support and social welfare systems, broadcasting and other media content, customer service, including hospitality and retail, political and democratic processes. Over many decades, advocates who are blind, deafblind, or have low vision have worked tirelessly to remove barriers and to reduce discrimination on the grounds of disability. People have high hopes that this time they'll see tangible improvements in their lifetime. Whilst the majority of concerns about the bill are about people with vision loss, there's also concern that the government has missed an opportunity to support business and to grow the economy. When people abandoned a retail website because of the barriers they found, that means lost business. The click-away dollar of lost business in New Zealand is estimated to be between $395 and $522 million. Footnote 3. Footnote 3 reads, Purple Dollar Estimate for New Zealand based on Purple Pound Research from the UK. Peter Cho, July 2022. Unpublished. End of footnote 3. Businesses want to open their physical and digital doors to more customers with access needs, but many organisations find it hard to become accessible without clear accessibility standards. The bill does not recognise that our population is ageing. There are currently over 800,000 Supergold card holders, with around 60,000 people joining each year. Footnote 4. Footnote 4 begins with the URL we've converted to tinyurl.com/rnzfb-anzpartner. And for other references, see, and here there's another long URL which we've converted to tinyurl.com/rnzfb-anzsupergold. End of footnote 4. Older people are a valuable market, which is growing in size and spending power. The total value of seniors' expenditure by seniors is projected to rise from around $20.7 billion in 2016 to around $42.4 billion in 2031. Footnote 5. Footnote 5 is a lengthy URL that we've converted to tinyurl.com/rnzfb-anzexpenditure. End of footnote 5. A recent survey found that 97.5% of New Zealand websites have accessibility problems. Footnote 6. Which reads, Accessibility in Aotearoa Access Advisors, published 17 September 2021. The link to this is available through tinyurl.com/rnzfb-anzadvisors. Accessed 24 August 2022. End of footnote 6. New Zealand has non-enforceable web accessibility and usability standards. Although government departments have signed up to the Accessibility Charter, many fail to comply with the web accessibility standards. Footnote 7. which reads, "One example out of many, COVID-19 tracing app unusable for blind and those with low vision. RNZ, 26 May 2020. This is available through tinyurl.com/RNZFB-ANZstandards. End of footnote 7. This bill does not address digital barriers across a range of areas of life. There is a growing trend toward the use of visual interfaces, such as on-screen menus and touch screens, on a wide range of mainstream equipment and technology. This equipment is not accessible to people who cannot see the visual display or locate trigger points on the touch screen.